Here's a thought I'll title Practice, 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 which is, of course, a punchline that I bet almost every one of you know, probably all of you know, as the answer to a humorous question about the art life. And the way the old joke goes, as you recall, is that someone asked a musician that they saw on the streets of New York, said, "How do you get to Carnegie Hall?" And the frustrated musician said, "Practice, practice, practice." It's a good joke, and certainly hides a kernel of truth, as every musician knows. But what about us photographers? How do we practice, practice, practice? And do we need to? It seems as though perhaps not, because so much of the technical challenges are now handled by technology, that maybe practice is less important. But there is such thing as muscle memory, which I've talked about on a couple of different occasions. But there's also aesthetic eyes that need lubricating, that need practice, that need to be in shape. It's almost as though photography could be likened to an athletic event, where if you're out of shape and you're not muscle-toned, you're not likely to succeed. Well, how do we practice, practice, practice in photography? I think the answer is right in front of us, particularly those of you who are working in a digital workflow, because all the images that you have in your Lightroom catalog could be material for practice. Now, are all of those five-star super winners going to place you in the history of photography because of their incredible brilliance? Probably not. But that doesn't mean that you couldn't use them as practice material. When I think of that musician practicing at home on the piano or the violin, they're not assuming that that practice is going to be published and make them famous. It's that the practice is going to prepare them for performance. The same could be said about working images in Lightroom. Even though they may not be winner images, the fact that you take them as far as you can take them is a form of practice which helps later when you're actually doing your artwork or out there in the field photographing and remembering, oh, I have to pay attention to this because maybe I can't fix it very easily in Photoshop. That also is a form of practice. So how many images do you have in your Lightroom catalog? 10,000, 50,000, 100,000? Every one of those is an opportunity for practice. Even though you may never use them in a project, you may never print them, they may never make it on the wall above the fireplace. But that doesn't mean that they have no value, because as practice material, they could be exactly what will help propel you to the next level in your photography. And by the way, I think one of the traps to look out for in working those images in your Lightroom catalog is repetition. It's easy to fall into the trap of processing every single image with the same set of instructions, almost as though you have a preset in your brain that you're clicking and saying, okay, I'm going to make this image look like this, like all my other images. That's repetition. That's not the same thing as practice. Practice is when you come up with a variation and you try to do something a little different than you've done in the past. So our form of practice in the visual arts is a little different than the form of practice in the performing arts. Repetition is the big deal in performing arts. You want to do it so many times that you can't fail at it. In photography, if you do the same thing over and over and over again, all you've done is deepen the groove of production so that all of your images sort of look alike. And I would propose that coming up with variations with different kinds of processing, different kinds of composition, different kinds of subject, different approach to photography is the form of practice that's really useful in our creative life. And finally, another form of practice, practice, practice that was a huge thing in my young photographic life. Okay, maybe not my young photographic life, maybe everyday photographic life, including today, is that don't just take something to two or three steps down the road and say, okay, that's good enough. Finish it. Go ahead and take it all the way to the end just for the sake of finishing. Not that you're going to display it, not that you're going to publish it, not that it's going to end up making you rich and famous. But you will learn so much in the process of finishing that becomes the reward in itself that you will never achieve if you don't finish. I even go so far as to print some of the images, which involves an expense of ink and paper, I know. But you can make smaller prints. You can print on two-sided paper. There's ways you can economize and still finish it as a print, even though you're not going to do anything with it in the long run, even though it's not going to make it to the archive box and be representative of your art career. Practice, practice, practice. What's the alternative? The alternative is pulling the camera out once a year on a family vacation and fumbling around because some of the muscle memory has been lost and you can't remember exactly where to find something in the menus on your digital camera. Or you find yourself deep in the wilds of some beautiful park and realize you don't have your tripod because you forgot it on the luggage carousel. I know an instance when that actually happened to a friend of mine. And it's the kind of unfortunate thing that happens when we're out of practice. So whatever your workflow is, whatever the kind of photography you do is, I think it is important to develop your own practice routine, whatever that might be, and yours might be considerably different than mine or the next photographer. But having a practice routine is what's important. And the one thing that you can do that builds substantial momentum in your creative life, that surprisingly enough is a fertile ground for good creative ideas.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.